Loving the 91X News.
It's 6 degrees and raining lightly. Good afternoon. I'm Megan Matice. A 16-year-old is dead after a single vehicle accident yesterday afternoon on Flinton Road. Cody Wood was a passenger in the vehicle that struck a cement bridge and landed in the Skatumata River just north of Elsevier Road. The 20-year-old driver of Addington Highlands and a 17-year-old passenger of Flinton were transported to the Belleville General Hospital with minor injuries. Flinton Road reopened last night at 9 p.m. The investigation continues. Halloween Safe Streets kept a close eye on trick-or-treaters last night with 130 volunteers spread out across the city. 5 calls for service were made, but none related to the trick-or-treaters. Some of those calls included a neighborly dispute on Bleecker Avenue involving a brick being thrown through a window, resulting in an arrest on the scene. A 50-year-old Belleville man was charged with the mischief under $5,000. A 17-year-old boy was arrested for breaching several conditions on his probation after police were called to a pepper spraying incident on Foster Avenue. He was charged with the possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking and 3 counts of breach of probation. The pepper spray victim was treated at the scene by EMS and released. The last call was to Church Street for a break and enter in progress. A 24-year-old Belleville man was arrested on charges including a break and enter, uttering death threats, and assault. The victim received minor injuries but did not require medical attention. Local grannies are gathering for the greater good. A rally at West Wix Park today at 1 hopes to raise support for sending medicine to Africa. Catherine Shortall of the Grandmothers Advocacy Network wants to know why the help isn't there.
We have so much, and we can give so much at no cost. So I just don't understand the problem.
Bill C-398 will streamline the transportation of HIV, malaria, and other medicines to sub-Saharan communities. Premier McGuinty and Energy Minister Chris Bentley are expressing their condolences to the family of a hydro worker who lost his life while working in the Sarnia area. The worker was electrocuted while helping to restore power following the outages that resulted as a superstorm Sandy swept across the province earlier this week. The Ministry of Labor has sent an industrial inspector and an electrical engineer to investigate the incident. For a U.S. perspective on Superstorm Sandy, the tidal surge flooded Hoboken, New Jersey, trapping some 20,000 people. ABC's Alex Perez tells us National Guard and Army troops rescued hundreds of people yesterday.
As darkness fell, about 25% of the New Jersey City lay underwater, many of its 50,000 residents still without power. And after 4 days, the essentials are starting to run low.
It's really scary. We don't have that much food. I mean, we prepared a little bit.
About 6 million homes and businesses are still without power, mostly in New York and New Jersey. A Toronto inquest into the death of a disturbed 19-year-old woman 5 years ago in a Kitchener prison cell is set to resume on November 13th. Ashley Smith's haunting protest filled a coroner's courtroom yesterday as surveillance videos were screened showing her repeatedly tranquilized against her will. Another video shows Smith's transfer from a Saskatoon prison in April of 2007, during which she is duct taped to a plane seat and threatened with having her face duct taped. Despite deteriorating mental health, Smith spent the last year of her life in prolonged segregation, transferred 17 times among 9 institutions in 5 provinces. Lawyer Julian Falconer represents Smith's family and says it was a horrible experience for the mentally ill teen.
Imagine a healthy adult faced with the insanity that we see on those videos, much less a 19-year-old who's mentally ill. It is little wonder that Ashley Smith never got better in that system.
The coroner wants to look at events in prisons outside Ontario while Correctional Service Canada is fighting to narrow the scope of the inquest. Massive police raids that are focused on the illegal drug trade are underway in 3 provinces. The Canadian Press's Peter Ray has more.
Authorities say that close to 1,000 police officers have been deployed in the operation, and searches and arrests are being carried out in about 30 municipalities in Quebec, Ontario, and British Columbia. Dozens of arrests were taking place in and around the Montreal area. Police say the sweep targets a drug trafficking network that's linked to organized crime. The joint operation involves Quebec Provincial Police, Montreal Police, and the RCMP. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press, Montreal.
Canada's biggest food processor warns prices for its meat and bread products will go up in the first 3 months of next year. Bill Marshall has the story.
Maple Leaf Foods blames it on the rising cost of getting those products onto store shelves. In its bakery division, the Toronto-based company predicts a 10-cent increase per product beginning the end of January. Maple Leaf also says prices for its meat products will go up in the first quarter, although the size has not been decided. The company sells such well-known brands as Maple Leaf, Burns, Schneider's, Shopsy's Deli Meats, Dempster's Bread, and Olivieri Pasta. Bill Marshall, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
All a Canadian dentist is saying is give teeth a chance. ABC's David Blaustein has more.
When he was alive, besides singing, John Lennon used his mouth to preach a message of peace and support human rights. Now Lennon's mouth, or part of it, will be used for something else, raising awareness of mouth cancer. Canadian dentist and tooth collector Michael Zuck recently purchased the tooth at an auction and had it turned into a necklace. Over the next few weeks, that necklace will stop at 16 different British dental practices to help promote National Mouth Cancer Month in the UK. Patients will get to pose for pictures wearing the necklace and get free mouth screenings as well. David Blaustein, ABC News.
Expect to see many clean-shaven men today to mark the start of Movember. During November each year, Movember is responsible for the sprouting of fresh mustaches on thousands of men's faces in Canada and around the world. With their Mo's, these men raise vital funds and awareness for mental health, specifically prostate cancer and male mental health initiatives. That's 91X News to 1206. Taylor Remnica has sports next.
College life.
I hear ya. Tough being on a budget, though. Hard to afford some fun.
Nah, you just gotta know where to go. Take Gateway Brewing Company. They sell amazing, fresh, locally brewed beer, no additives, no preservatives, and it's a heck of a lot cheaper than the commercial stuff.
Get out!
Seriously, a batch of beer costs nearly half as much. Bottle it or grab a keg.
We're gonna be so popular this year.
Gateway Brewing, Quinte's number one microbrewery, featuring ale, lager, and stouts. 33 Ontario Street, Trenton, 394-1010.
Good afternoon, I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X Sports. In junior hockey action tonight, the Whitby Fury visit Newmarket to take on the Hurricanes, and Stouffville is home to the Lindsay Muskies. Puck drop for both games is at 7:30. Trenton and Wellington both have the night off. On the hardwood last night, the Toronto Raptors came up short in their home opener. The Raps' Kyle Lowry scored 21 points, while Jonas Valanciunas had 12 points and 10 rebounds in his NBA debut. The Raps fell 90-88 to Indiana. Raptors forward Andrea Bargnani says they were unable to stop Pacers forward David West in the fourth when he scored 14 points.
We played a great game for three quarters, and then we let it go in the fourth. They played a great offense, especially West. We were not able to stop him. And they played great defense as well. We were not able to score the ball much in the last quarter. We shot the ball pretty well as a team. Usually we don't shoot that bad.
Raptors guard DeMar DeRozan had 10 points the same day he agreed to a four-year contract extension worth $38 million. In Detroit, newly acquired James Harden led the Houston Rockets to a 105-96 win over the Pistons. Harden had 37 points and 12 assists in his Rockets debut. He was traded by the Oklahoma City Thunder late Saturday night. In other action, the Los Angeles Lakers are still winless on the season after a 116-106 loss to the Portland Trail Blazers. Lakers center Dwight Howard's game-high 33 points were not enough to seal the victory. Nicholas Batum scored 26 points as the Blazers led by as many as 19. Lakers guard Steve Nash left in the first half with a knee injury and did not return. In tennis, Canadian Milos Raonic has a third-round match today at the Paris Masters. The 21-year-old will play American Sam Querrey, who's coming off a huge upset win over Novak Djokovic. Raonic advanced with a three-set victory over Jeremy Chardy of France, third-seeded Andy Murray, fourth-seeded David Ferrer of Spain, and number 7 Juan Martín Del Potro of Argentina also advanced. Baseball fans crammed the streets of San Francisco for a confetti-drenched parade and rally honoring the World Series champion Giants. Giants reliever Sergio Romo said the fans share in the Giants World Series title.
You guys better be proud. You guys need to be proud. And I tell you this for dang sure, we are all World Series champions here wearing orange and black in San Francisco, and that's what's up.
In CFL action now, the Hamilton Ticats and Toronto Argonauts will face off tonight for the fourth and final time this regular season. The 8-9 Argos have already cemented second place in the East Division with last weekend's win in Regina. Hamilton must beat Toronto and hope that Calgary can defeat Edmonton on Friday in order for them to clinch the third place in the East Division. A loss to the Argos or an Edmonton win will eliminate the Ticats from playoff contention. That's sports. Here's Megan Matice with 91X Weather.
Today, a few showers ending this afternoon, then cloudy with 60% chance of showers. Tonight, we'll see some clouds with a 60% chance of showers, a low of plus 3. Tomorrow will be cloudy with 40% chance of showers, becoming partly cloudy in the evening, the high is plus 5. Saturday will be cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, a low of plus 2 and a high of 6. At 12:10, it's 6 degrees. 91X News on the air, online, and at 91X.fm. I'm Megan Matice with Taylor Remkina. News is next at 2.